Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of July the 18th, 2026, the 4th of Av, 5786. The following is an updated version of a message originally posted the week of August the 10th, 2019, the 9th of Av, 5779. And it's entitled, Respecting National Diversity. And I'm reading from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 9. And the Lord said to me, Do not harass Moab or contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of their land for a possession, because I've given Ar to the people of Lot for a possession. This is an excellent follow-up to last week's message, Ideological Warfare, where I explained that understanding the current Middle East conflict is almost entirely about how the different sides view the world we live in. God's call on the Jewish people has led us, often without realizing it, into a biblical worldview. Israel's enemies and their official and unofficial allies often fail to grasp the actual framework within which the current conflict is being fought. This week's message shows that Israel operates in a way very different from that of most people groups throughout history, a way, if heeded, could bring peace and prosperity to all. Throughout the years of doing Torah Bites, I've sought to demonstrate the ongoing relevance of the Hebrew Scriptures, which are built on the foundation of the Torah, the books of Moses. At times, I've done that by noting a specific principle found in one of God's commandments, or a lesson derived from a story. We might explore an aspect of the character of God, the nature of human beings, or the dynamics of how humans are to relate to God and to each other. But there's more to learn from Scripture than principles and lessons. In fact, the principles and lessons of Scripture are deeply rooted in its general perspective on life. It's in the soil of the Bible's worldview that we discover how to navigate our complex existence. It's tragic when belief in Yeshua as Messiah results in the collapse of the breadth and depth of truth as revealed in the Hebrew Scriptures into a detached, spiritualized, overly personal experience. There's almost nothing in life, big or small, that isn't effectively addressed by Scripture. We're going to look at something big this week. I think it's an astounding insight. It was brought to my attention while reading the book The Philosophy of Hebrew Scripture by Yoram Hazoni, and it's reflected in this week's Parsha, our weekly Torah reading portion. Israel was preparing to enter the Promised Land and needed to journey through inhabited territory. They were given specific instructions on which territory they could take and which to leave alone. In this case, they were told not to harass Moab, because God allotted their land to these descendants of Abraham's nephew Lot. Israel's acquisition of land was to be under God's direction. We can look elsewhere in the Torah to see that God was very specific about Israel's borders. They were given no mandate to expand beyond what was allotted to them. Think about that. God made clear to Israel that they were not to build an empire, but were to be satisfied with the geographical limitations imposed upon them by God. This is all the more astounding when we realize that Israel understood their God, rightly so, not as some sort of regional deity, but the God of the whole world. The Bible begins with God creating the heavens and the earth. God declares at Mount Sinai, "All the earth is mine." And Psalm 47 proclaims him as the king of all the earth and ruler of the nations. Be that as it may, instead of this God of all the earth commissioning his people to take over the whole world, he teaches them to respect national boundaries. And that was in spite of the imperialistic tendencies of world powers both then and now. This respect for nationality was firmly grasped by the leadership of Yeshua's early community. In those first decades, some attempted to centralize control of the emergent New Covenant community within an exclusively Jewish context. In the book of Acts, chapter 15, as the leaders thrashed out the implications of how Messiah's message was reaching the non-Jewish peoples of their day, they realized that God was indicating that while the good news was for everyone, each people group would be free through the direction of God's Spirit to work out how God's kingship in the Messiah would be expressed within their cultural setting. Centuries later, when Messianic faith was co-opted by the Roman government, respect for national and cultural differences faded away and was replaced by age-old, ungodly, imperialistic tendencies. Instead of continuing a decentralized mosaic of nationalities who were to find their way in God's truth with God's help. The church government aligned with political power to homogenize the nations under God. Despite this, God continues to regard the diversity of people groups while valuing national distinctions. We would do well to do the same. If this was helpful, please like and share, and don't forget to subscribe. If you're interested in supporting my Bible teaching, information on how to do so is in the description. You can leave your questions and comments below or email me at comments@torahbites.org. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitraot.